Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
And we had you on a while back. We played songs, had just such a powerful time. I love the cover of this album, by the way. Mm-hmm. What has been the response thus far?
You know what? The response that I see with my own eyes is in concert. And I do my best to not get lost in the minutia of the details of the business and how many records I sold and stuff. The thing I think about is I'm going to try my best to do, you know, what God's given me. I think of the parable of the talents, and whether he's given me 5 talents or 2 talents, I want to make sure that I do my best in this life to double them, you know, be faithful with that. So I look at these songs as they're, I look at the crowd while I'm singing these songs, whether it's in a concert scenario or in a worship scenario. And I love to see the response. I love to see the hands raised and the eyes closed and knowing that people are engaging in worship. And maybe they're not getting lost in worship. Maybe they're in its place in their life where they're not ready to be that demonstrative and say, yeah, I'm not going to stand in public and raise my hands and close my eyes quite yet. But I see them looking at the words that we have clearly displayed behind us on the screen and soaking it all in. Hopefully they're words of truth, and they're words from Scripture and based on Scripture and sung back to God, inspired by Scripture. And I hope that, you know, I hold to the verse that says that word won't return void.
Indeed.
And that's the response I want.
That's so powerful. I think when we see Jesus face to face and we understand the reality of what our worship, how it changes the atmosphere, I think for the briefest moment we're going to wish we worshiped more. And, you know, we had Max Lucado on yesterday, and he said such a great statement, and I'm going to paraphrase it, but he said, when we worship, he said, we position ourselves for victory. We cultivate an atmosphere for breakthrough. And I just think that's so true. And on the flip side, we can get so stuck in disappointment that we derail our perspective. But maybe say a word about that, about when we enter into a place of worship, and it really is a sacrifice of praise a lot of times when you feel like you're dying on the vine. But talk about just your thoughts on what happens in the spiritual realm.
That's the beauty of it, is what happens in the spiritual realm. And I could go on and on about the psychology behind why worship might be good for our brains, but it's so much more than that, isn't it? And
then
we know that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people, and that's huge. That's huge. That is not a verse to be glazed over. Sometimes I very lovingly try to communicate with the people in a church service or at a concert. Well, I really just feel like shaking them by the shoulders and saying, if we worship God, he inhabits our praises. Don't you want him here? Don't you want him to just enter this place and rock our world?